Marking a year, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden to speak in Poland Tuesday, just 3 days shy of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of neighboring Ukraine. In a secret trip to Kyiv on Monday, the president promised even more aid to defeat the Russians.
You know that there'll be very difficult days and weeks and years ahead. But Russia's aim was to wipe Ukraine off the map. Putin's war of conquest is failing.
Russia's President Putin will address his country's mostly symbolic legislature on Tuesday about what he calls the special military operation. In response to the president's trip to Ukraine, residents in toxin-tainted East Palestine, Ohio are asking, what about us?
The mayor says Norfolk Southern CEO promised to get East Palestine back to the way it was before this disaster. And the railway has committed to giving the town $1 million, separate from covering the cost of the cleanup, to help make that happen. But with so much uncertainty surrounding the future and ongoing concerns about health and safety, city leaders and folks who live here are concerned it could become a ghost town. The past few days, so many people here have told us that they feel stuck. They just can't afford to pick up and move somewhere else. But at the same time, they have real concerns about what it will do to their kids' health in the long run if they decide to stick around.
Fox's Garrett Tenney in Oakwood Village, Ohio, outside Cleveland.
You look around the ground and there's like chunks of molten lava.
An explosion ripped through a copper foundry on Monday, killing one person, injuring 13, cause so far unknown. The Supreme Court is taking up its first case about a federal law credited with helping to create the Internet. Section 230, as it's known, shields Internet companies from lawsuits over content that others post on their sites. The justices hearing arguments Tuesday about whether the family of a terrorism victim can sue Google for helping extremists spread their message. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The person under arrest for the murder of Los Angeles Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell has been identified.
The person of interest has been identified as 65-year-old Carlos Medina of Torrance. He is the husband of O'Connell's housekeeper who had done work in the house before. Police received a tip that Medina was acting strange and irrational and had made comments about the bishop owing him money. His SUV was also seen on surveillance video in the bishop's driveway the night he was murdered. Detectives found two firearms at Medina's home. No word yet if they are connected to the murder. He's being held on $2 million bail. The sheriff's department says phone calls have been pouring in to express condolences for the loss of O'Connell. He had been a priest in the Los Angeles area for many years after leaving his native Ireland.
Fox's Anita Vogel reports the motive for the killing is still unclear. Hundreds of rescuers in Brazil are searching for survivors of landslides and flooding that have killed at least three dozen people along the coast of the country's southern state of Sao Paulo, following a huge weekend downpour. Another earthquake in Turkey, toppling buildings damaged in the devastating earthquake 2 weeks ago. Three people killed in Monday's 6.4 magnitude quake. The Food and Drug Administration taking to social media to combat what it calls medical misinformation.
Under FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf, the agency has begun using Instagram memes, YouTube videos, and other online tools to try and debunk myths about COVID vaccines and other medical products. It's an unlikely role for the 100-year-old agency, which has never been known for its communication skills. But Califf claims the growing tide of health misinformation demands a response from his regulators. Many experts support the effort, but warn that separate controversies at the FDA may be undermining its credibility with the public. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.